Sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. This is Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, here I am. Sitting there looking at the rain, which will probably be coming down for the next few months. Oh, well. This is indeed Green Medicine. However, it is Green Medicine Radio. And as you all know, we have Green Medicine Newsletter also to try to get the word out both ways. Welcome back to AM 770 KTTH. This is Green Medicine Radio. And this is indeed me from the Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila. For most of the next 2 hours, we'll discuss how health can be improved and then maintained, and healthy longevity further extended with the use of nature's substances and energies. And yep, we'll be discussing that in response to whatever questions you all may have. And I should have mentioned before I got going here that our telephone numbers are same as usual, 206-421-0770, 206-421-0770, and 888-465-0770, 888-465-0770. Okay, got that done anyway. Thank you to Key Pharmacy, Meridian Valley Laboratory, Tahoma Clinic Foundation, the Tahoma Clinic, and the Tahoma Clinic Dispensary for continuing to make it possible for us to discuss maintaining good health according to nature's original plan. Imagine that, a plan that stretches back as long as humanity's been on the planet. Wow. Nature and creation have never used any patent medicines, also called drugs and pharmaceuticals, to build or maintain human bodies. Just had never happened in nature. Anybody serving patent medicines for lunch? Probably not. Patent medicines can be very important or even life-saving in some emergencies. But when the emergency is over, a healthy life requires restoring as much as possible the original functions of our bodies. And to do that, we must have the original substances and energies given to us by nature and creation. Nothing else works as well. Well, you may have heard this from me before, so turn the radio off if you have. But the newspapers and radio regularly advertise stem cell treatments. And look at folks, I got nothing against stem cells for a lot of purposes. They can be very effective for some problems. And they're usually harmless unless they're injected into somebody's eyeball and cause blindness, as happened in Florida a year or two ago. And they really can do much good, but we need to remember that a lack of stem cells is rarely the cause of any health problem. Stem cell treatments are also expensive. Online estimates vary widely. One website tells us the price ranges from as little as $1,700 per treatment for platelet-rich plasma to $11,000 for complete marrow-derived stem cell procedure. NBC News reported at one time that the average session can cost between $6,000 and $20,000. Another stem cell website tells us that a stem cell procedure for osteoarthritis, also known as degenerative arthritis of the knee, starts at $5,000 and can be as high as $10,000. Now, listeners who also subscribe to Green Medicine Newsletter and may have read about what's next already, so if you want to take a little nap or turn off the radio, please do. For everyone else, this next information may be hard to believe, but here it is. And I'm not kidding, folks. This is one case where stem cells are almost totally unnecessary and their effects are not needed because there's something better. For less than $200 a year, depending on the dosage chosen, osteoarthritis, that's degenerative arthritis, pain can be completely controlled. Did he say completely controlled? Yes, he did. With the B vitamin niacinamide in over 95% of all of those who are suffering from osteoarthritis. That's less than $150 a year versus $5,000 per stem cell treatment. Even better, it works because it actually treats the cause of osteoarthritis and degenerative disease. You've heard that before, treat the cause. Now, the original research on this was thoroughly researched in the 1940s. In 1949, Dr. William Kaufman published a book entitled The Common Form of Joint Dysfunction, Its Incidence and Treatment. In that book, he described the results of a two-year study of 455 people, all of whom had significant osteoarthritis with osteoarthritis pain, of course, unfortunately. In addition to recording degrees of pain over the course of the research, he personally did joint range of motion measurements. How well does each joint flex and extend? Of every joint in all 455 individuals? Oh my goodness, that's a lot of measurements. He explained that the range of motion measurements were necessary because they're objective and they couldn't be thought of as placebo treatment. All 455 individuals, and I'm not kidding, had very significantly less arthritis pain, and the very large majority had no pain at all, and all had significant improvement in range of motion of their joints. Dr. Kaufman reported that pain relief and joint motion improvement started after 3 to 4 weeks of niacinamide use, and that's what everybody tells me. Everybody who starts on this doesn't notice any difference. For maybe until the 3rd or 4th week, just a little bit. But it maximized in 3 to 4 months, usually with total relief of pain. Now, although all arthritic joints could experience some degrees of relief, knees and shoulders responded best, said Dr. Kaufman, and most often and followed by neck and then wrists and fingers. Folks, we do not need surgery for osteoarthritis, nor do we need stem cells a large majority of the time. Why do that when the cause is known? I'll get to the cause here shortly. Laboratory testing by Dr. Kaufman demonstrated a significant reduction in inflammation. Since reading Dr. Kaufman's work in 1976, no one at all taking this treatment after visiting Tahoma Clinic for severe osteoarthritis has required joint replacement surgery. At less than $150 a year, even less 40 years ago, how does niacinamide treat the cause of osteoarthritis? Well, here we are. In the last few years, researchers have reported that a major cause of degenerative arthritis is less than optimal energy production. And that energy is called ATP for the technically inclined, by the mitochondria, which is the little energy engines inside of every cell in our bodies. And the ATP production by cartilage cells was going down, down, down. No kidding. So how can those cells stay healthy if they don't have adequate energy? Well, they can't. But the researchers reported that, guess what? The mitochondria can be re-energized by niacinamide. Yes! Niacinamide leads to NAD, and that goes through a series of reactions, and here comes ATP. And not just in our cartilage cells, but in every cell of the body. Wow! Just as importantly, some might say even more importantly, when mitochondria weaken our cartilage cells, it's very likely they're weak in our brain cells, our heart cells, our lung cells, etc., through every cell in the body, which is very likely why so many people have told me that as their joints felt better, their mood and memory and many other things felt better too. Now, Science Magazine reported in 2017 that glaucoma was prevented in 93% of mice who otherwise had a genetically determined chance, 100% chance of glaucoma before they died. Same problem, inadequate energy production by the mitochondria inside the eyeball cells, which was corrected by niacinamide. And 93% of those mice didn't get glaucoma. It was 100% before they got the niacinamide. But back to degenerative arthritis and osteoarthritis, would you rather pay $5,000 to $10,000 a year for stem cell treatment or less than $150 a year for niacinamide? No, I'm not trying to sell you niacinamide. I'm trying to tell you, please, folks, that the cause is lack of niacinamide. And in the newsletter, I'm going to be explaining in the next few months why many people lack niacinamide and some others don't. And they don't even lack it without. They don't even lack it if they don't take it any. I'm not kidding. Well, less than $150 a year for niacinamide, available without prescription in every natural food store, compounding pharmacy, and the Tahoma Dispensary at all those W's and TahomaDispensary.com. In addition to a very excellent chance of eliminating osteoarthritis, pain, and stiffness very inexpensively, there's a big bonus, beneficial effects on other body cells and tissues that need more ATP being made by the mitochondria in their cartilage cells, their brain cells, their heart cells, their muscle cells, every kind of cells. For much more complete detail, including safety information about all this, see the September 2016 Green Medicine Newsletter, which you can if you're a subscriber just by going to the archives and putting in osteoarthritis. And, of course, always check with your doctor who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Never mind those who aren't knowledgeable about it. They don't know a thing, and they always want to downplay it and criticize it like crazy. So check with one who's skilled and knowledgeable. Completely controlling osteoarthritis pain and avoiding surgery is just one thing you can do with Soma Clinic guidance. You want to stop those gallbladder attacks? Completely? I'm not kidding. You can quit having gallbladder attacks if you're having them without having surgery. All we do is rely on a book called Basics of Food Allergy by a Dr. James Brenneman, who happened to be chairperson, as they say these days, of the American College of Allergists Food Allergy Committee. And what he told us all is just find out what they're allergic to, get it away, and the gallbladder attacks will stop. And you know what? That's worked every time I've tried it since I read his book. No kidding. Now, other things we can think about doing besides not having gallbladder surgery. How about getting rid of endometriosis pain without surgery? Yeah, we got that from German researchers. It really works. No surgery, endometriosis, about 99% of the symptoms gone in a few months. No kidding. Now, how about rebuilding your lung function if you're a woman suffering from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD? It's very, very possible based on research from Georgetown University Lung Research Center. No kidding. You can rebuild your lungs, ladies, if you need to rebuild them. If you're a man at any age, why not significantly improve your own body's own anti-carcinogenic testosterone? Have you heard from your testosterone prescribing doctor, if you know one, that there's an anti-carcinogenic form of the stuff? Yes, there is. But nobody but Soma Clinic doctors measure, or ordered to have measured, I should say, by a laboratory, the pro and anti-carcinogenic testosterones. I don't know why. Now, the men's clinic in our area do that because there are some natural things that will tilt you toward anti-carcinogenic testosterone and away from pro-carcinogenic. Why not do this, folks? Oh, yes, why not eliminate your child's asthma or eczema? Soma Clinic can help you with these problems and much more. Okay, getting close to time to shut up, so back to Green Medicine Radio. After the rest of these announcements, we'll take your calls. Call numbers are 206-421-0770 or 888-465-0770. And don't forget that almost all of Green Medicine's radio programs since 2010, oh my gosh, this has been going on for a while. Sorry about that for those of you who are longtime listeners. All those archive shows are available at all those W's and greenmedicineonline.com. Click here for archive shows and click any year displayed and you can scroll through to listen to any program or any segment of any program you choose at any time of day or night and just do it online. You can also click there for 2019, 2018, clear back to 2010 shows. And 2020, of course. There are tabs for topics, hosts at the Soma Clinic YouTube channel, the Soma Clinic contact and link tab. And thank you to volunteer webmaster John DeBlaso, who organized and maintained the Green Medicine Online website for years, and to George Saxton, who maintains this website now. Consider visiting all those W's and greenmedicineonline.com, and why not recommend it to friends with health problems? And I think, am I right? Well, it's almost time for me to shut up. So, if we happen to hear the music starting, I shall shut up.
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right. Even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
Did you know that vinegar can promote a leaner, longer, and healthier life? Research studies show that vinegar lowers blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar while promoting longevity and weight loss. Yes, that's vinegar. In double-blind tests, 175 research volunteers were divided into three groups of similar weight, body mass index, and weight circumference. Each group was given a 17 ounces beverage containing no vinegar, half ounce of vinegar, or 1 ounce over a 12-week period. The researchers reported body weight, BMI, visceral fat, weight circumference and serum triglyceride levels were significantly lower in both vinegar intake groups than in the placebo group. Talk to your doctor about supplementing with vinegar or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss this and other ways to become your healthiest. To subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter for other interesting health tips, visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477.
Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6888. 878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I guess I'm still here. And because I listen to the commercials too, I guess we all got to do that. I thought I'd mention that in an upcoming newsletter, I'm going to be mentioning that some researchers at a medical institution actually published quite recently that using supplements can slow down aging and extend lifespan. Oh my goodness. Yes. And the newsletter goes over which of the supplements they are talking about. But anyway, I better shut up and listen to Anna, who's calling from Everett. Hi, Anna. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I just admire you so much, and I wanted to tell you that so far you have saved me from two ignorant physicians because of the information that I have learned from you. The first was a physician who wanted to administer Prolia for my osteoporosis, and I learned about your OsteoMins formula with strontium. And I've been taking that for 2.5 years, and I have gone from osteoporosis to osteopenia. So
yay.
I have no doubt. Yeah, I'm going to have normal bone density here in no time. So the latest thing is Curaderm. I just wanted to get the word out about Curaderm. I heard about it from you years ago. I bought one because my husband had keratosis on his forehead that literally looked like a pen. And we treated it with Curaderm, and it disappeared in a matter of a couple of weeks. Well, a week and a half ago, I was diagnosed with a basal cell carcinoma on my temple area, on my face. And, of course, the dermatologist told me to go to a surgeon. And I said, well, I think I'm going to try Curaderm. And she said, it's not going to work. Just go to the surgeon. I mean, she wouldn't give me the time of day. So, of course, I'm using Curaderm, and it's working. It was about the size of a blister, and then it got to be about the size of a dime, and then about a nickel, but now it's starting to shrink again, and I'm confident that it will work, no problem. I just wanted to ask you, do I stop using the Curaderm when the skin looks normal, or do I continue using it for a week or so after it looks normal?
Just to be on the safe side, I'd continue it for maybe at most a week, maybe 3 or 4 days even. If you happen to have seen it, there's a book out there called The Eggplant Cancer Cure. He's not curing cancer in eggplants. It's that the material that cures cancer was originally discovered in eggplants. It has pictures before and after of Curaderm treatment. And once it goes away and looks normal, it almost always stays away, ma'am. I have run into one exception to that, somebody who had cancer of the eyeball. Ouch. And didn't want to have surgery treatment for that. So she was treated with the Curaderm, and it regressed and came back and regressed and came back. And every time it came back, it was smaller. But that's the only one I've ever seen behave like that, ma'am. Everybody else who's had their cancer in the skin that I know about, they've all told me they got rid of them.
Fantastic. Well, it's so wonderful to have, I mean, really, this is leading edge medicine right here. And no other doctor ever talked to me about Strontium. No other doctor ever talks to me about Curaderm. In fact, my dermatologist really was just, you know, oh, God, a patient's trying to tell me what to do. You know, it's no intellectual curiosity whatsoever, and it was very disappointing.
I know, ma'am. That's the way we're all educated presently in MD medical schools. I'm glad to see, like I mentioned about next month or month after, I forget which, newsletter, that there's actually some researchers from medical school telling us we can live longer by supplementing. Imagine that.
Well, I hope that they tell the FDA or whoever it is that wants to take away our supplements.
Yeah, I know. I know that, ma'am. So, anyway, that's kind of a breakthrough publication. I was happy to see it. And thank you so much and helping to spread the word about things that actually work, that are derived from nature and can even help such things as skin cancers. Oh, my goodness. And not only that, the other things you mentioned, ma'am, and I'm sorry. But thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't remember there for a moment. So anyway, thank you so much for calling and helping to get the word out. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for being there for us. What would we do without you?
Oh, well, there's other doctors at Tahoma Clinic too, ma'am, and we do not identical. I mean, there's no way any two people are going to be identical, but we do very similar things.
Indeed. Okay. Thanks again, Dr. Wright. You're wonderful.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, well, today is Everett Day, and here's Don calling us from Everett. Hi, Don.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. And I concur with the lady who you just talked to. The Curaderm does work real nice, too.
Yep,
anyway,
it does.
The reason I called is I've been having trouble getting the 4-AMU through the anti-aging group. And I can't seem to get a definite answer of when and why it's not available anymore. And, I talked to Tawny about it, and she suggested give you a call. But any idea or other sources to get it from?
No, there are no other sources of which I know. And the problem the International Anti-Aging Systems has been having is the same one that's been going on worldwide. It's all this, what shall I say, interruption
COVID.
Of daily life by COVID, yes. And their supply chains don't work like they used to. And we're hearing that about American people who import stuff to American companies, I should say. Their supply chains aren't working as rapidly as they did. Things are behind time. And then the people who are putting together the 4-AMU are having trouble getting their ingredients to do their job. So they're apologizing all over the place and saying that they're working as hard as they can to get that out, but they can't predict when. And that's been very sad, because for those who don't know about this stuff, excuse me for just a minute, Don, 4-MU stands for 4-methyl umbilifuron. I did not make that up. And it was published as a cure for prostate cancer in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute right here in these United States. No kidding. It was found to be capable of curing prostate cancer. The difficulty has been, of course, that even though it was in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, why, it isn't approved by our medical dictators. As you know, we all live in a medical dictatorship. Everything has to be approved by them. We can't have freedom of choice, can we?
So it hasn't been approved. Well, they've got it messed up for us, yes.
Afraid so. We don't have a free country there. So let me just mention to you something I was just reading, sir. I did not memorize it, but yesterday I was reading through some things I have filed online. I had almost forgotten this old publication about a combination of vitamin K and vitamin C helping to slow down prostate cancer. It didn't say cure, but it sure said it put the brakes on it, so it didn't go as fast. So you might want to consider that. Now, I do not work for Life Extension Foundation, even though I'm on their board of directors. They don't pay me anything. But I think that they have, it's called LEF, the best vitamin K product out there, and there's a whole bunch of vitamin C products out there. So if somebody's trying to work against prostate cancer, as they say, I went back over, and oh, look at that article, I'd almost forgotten about it. That did not say cure, it did say slows down significantly. So if you,
okay,
you might want to give it a try.
Okay. Well, again, I thank you very, very much for your help.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and thanks for, like I keep saying, but I mean it, helping to get the word out about natural alternatives that have been on the planet as long as humanity that can help us stay healthy.
Yeah, right.
So thank you very
much,
sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and let's see, is it time for me to shut up here? Not quite. I guess I can take a question, and if I can't get the answer entirely done, because I do blab a lot, I could get it done after the break. Hi, Michael. Michael's calling us from Seattle. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, doctor. Well, you may blab a lot, but you're one of the few people who has a lot to say while you're talking, so please keep it up. My question concerns a friend who lost his, had his spleen removed when he was young. He's now in his mid-40s. I was wondering if glandulars or spleen glandulars would be of any benefit. He's concerned about his immune system now, of course, like everyone. And also, he's had radiation treatment in his skin. Has is blotchy and red from a couple of years ago, and there's actually like red dots on his skin. I'm wondering if there's anything that can be done about that.
Now, if he had his entire spleen removed, then that cell therapy, which is taken from fetal animal spleen, as you probably know, isn't going to do much. German researchers are trying to disprove that it worked at all back in the 1930s. No kidding. And so they radioactive, I guess because it was originated in Switzerland, not Germany, but they were mad and they were trying to disprove it anyway. So what they did was they radioactively tagged cell contents from these fetal animals and then they injected them. And much to their disappointment, they found that 75% of that material ended in the target organ, where it was supposed to go, so it could rejuvenate the spleen for whoever does still have a spleen, or even for the experimental animals if they're working with them. But if there's no spleen there, sir, the material is not going to have a place to land and do its work. I'm sorry. So about the best person can do is work hard on keeping their thymus gland healthy, because as we both know, the thymus is the major player in that immune system, and the spleen is important too, but not as important as the thymus. So we've all been hearing about how to keep our thymus glands healthy because of the coronation virus. Do you have any questions about that, sir?
Well, he had radiation therapy around his neck, so I have a feeling his thymus... Do you say thymus or thyroid?
Oh, no, I said thymus. That's beneath the breastbone in both men and women.
Oh, it's good.
On the other side of the breastbone.
How would I don't know. Well, I guess we'll just look into that. But then what about the skin issue? Is that just cosmetic, or is there any way to rejuvenate that? Do you have any idea?
Well,
or
remind,
topical niacinamide, maybe. What do you think of that?
Well, if it was brown spots, I'd tell you, yeah, topical niacinamide really helps fade away brown spots. But I think you told me these are reddish little pucker things?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what might help with that, sir, getting back to the fetal animal cell therapy, is skin injections. No kidding, because this is in the skin, and it ends up in the skin, so it might help to heal it. But I can't tell you that for certain, because I really haven't treated anybody with red puckers in the skin for this. But if it's affordable, it's definitely worth trying, because in the whole history of cell therapy, nobody has had a problem.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. I couldn't be of more help, but do thank you for calling.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay, now it is time for me to shut up, and then we'll get back to Lee and Florence.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. T-Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for T-Builder, the formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's SunPal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer, and every time you're outside, go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skin people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
And now, back to Green Medicine, here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I guess I'm still here. And hopefully he's still with us. Hi, Lee. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, my wife, who's 85, has a family history of wet macular degeneration, and she's now been diagnosed with it to the point where they're talking about putting needles in her eye. Is there anything in the natural food thing that might help to reverse or slow it down?
Particularly slow it down. I can't tell you for sure to reverse it entirely, but I can certainly talk about slowing it down. Now, you probably know that so-called wet macular degeneration is no wetter than if you don't have macular degeneration. That's just a phrase. I wish they'd name it what it really is, which is small, maybe even tiny blood vessels growing across the back of your eye where they don't belong. I don't mean behind the eye. I mean on the inner surface where we're supposed to have the light strike and we can see stuff and so forth. Uh-uh, there's blood vessels growing in the way. Okay, that happens to be called angiogenesis, and all that means is genesis is born and then angio is the blood vessel. And there are out there, sir, there are out there natural substances which are anti-angiogenic. Anti-angiogenic. Now, they're a bit pricey. There's one made by a company in Southern California. I cannot recall the name of the company right now. I'm sorry, because this doesn't come up real often. That maybe is my excuse. And the silly thing costs about $80 for a couple months' supply. But even so, those anti-angiogenic things, they are natural. They do no harm unless you happen to be allergic to them. If you're a real allergic person, you might want to get checked on that first before taking them. And what they do is they dramatically slow down the growth of those blood vessels across the back of the eye. Now, I wish I could tell you they will remove them completely. Haven't seen that yet, but I certainly have heard people say, oh, wow, the doctor said the progress of those things has gone way down from what he or she expected. So do look for angiogenic, A-N-G-I-O-N-E-C, I guess, supplements. You can put that in online. Maybe they'll tell you what they are. You could call Tawny at the dispensary because she is the one who knows all about everything they carry in the dispensary. She's really good at that. And she can tell you the name of the Southern California company. So anyway, that's what I would do if I had the problem, because I don't know of anything else that can even start to work. But the anti-angiogenic supplements have a good chance of at least slowing it way down, sir.
That's the key. Okay. Thank you. If we could, time for one quick other question.
Sure.
I'm 85 as well, and I'm afraid that I'm probably low on hydrochloric acid in my thing. Recently, in the last 2 weeks, my bowel has changed color, and it's hasty, and it's kind of a grayish tan. Should I be looking at, what do I need to add to my diet, or what do you think I should do?
And besides grayish tan, is it loose?
It's the first part of it is it firms up real hard, and it's hard to pass, and then it's very pasty.
Okay.
But it doesn't pour out. No, it's not diarrhea.
Are you eating quite a number of veggies or not?
No.
Okay, sir. Either eat a whole bunch of veggies, because what they do is they provide fiber that helps the stools to be much more formed. I'm not going to tell you they're going to be ungray, but at least they're formed. But there also is a supplement out there, maybe a company called Standard Process. It's called Gastrofiber, which just means fiber for your stomach, I guess. And one can either eat a bunch more veggies, fibrous vegetables, cauliflower, broccoli, that kind of stuff, or one can take four or five of gastrofibers with the largest meal and two or three of the smaller meals. And people who've done that, do know other people who don't particularly care for veggies, tell me that usually things are better formed when they do that. But the other alternative is veggies. It's cheaper. The gastrofiber isn't totally pricey, but it's probably better than veggies.
Thank you very much, Doctor. I'll get off the line because you've got many other people want to hear from you. Thank you, sir.
Well, just before you do, sir, you're absolutely right. At age 80, all of us who've gotten to that age have a very high chance of low stomach acid. And I have to say, something that somebody won a Nobel Prize for in the early part of the 20th century, they won the Nobel Prize. When the acid, if it is being made adequately by the stomach, goes into the upper small intestine, it is totally necessary to go there first, because it releases a hormone that goes over the pancreas and says, hey, get ready, it's going to be your turn. And if the acid isn't working to do that, then the pancreas isn't going to work so good either. So one is really going to be under digesting. I'd really suggest for both of you, consider working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine who can coach you on hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes and stuff, sir, because if we don't have adequate of those things, we're likely to die sooner than we would otherwise. I don't mean tomorrow. I mean just sooner than we would otherwise if we had them, because of malnutrition. And it's not anything we did wrong, eating wrong. What happened instead is it wasn't digested and we didn't know it. And the intestines may be giving you a sign of that, sir. That's what I'm saying.
Very good. Thank you, sir. I'll probably make an appointment with the clinic. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Okay, let's see. Oh, yes, Florence. Hi, Florence. What's on your mind?
Hello, doctor. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you not only okay, but very well.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. First of all, I want you to know I'm in my 80th year. I'll be 80 soon. And I take no prescription medications whatsoever. I'm in reasonably good health. And I live independently and I'm self-sufficient. And I credit my ability to do this to you. 50, 60 years ago, when I had very young children, a young family, we came to the clinic on occasion, and I learned so much. I have all your books in my nutritional library, and I was recently having episodes of rosacea, and I realized, I heard you on one of your programs comment that a shortage of hydrochloric acid could sometimes cause that kind of a reaction. I ordered some from through Tawny, and within 2 or 3 weeks, it was. I still have an occasional eruption, but I was really suffering. So it's brought it under control remarkably well. And one other quick thing before my question, and that is, My mom, who passed away in her mid-80s about 30 years ago, had gone to a wonderful chiropractor. She had a bad back, and he did an x-ray, and he told her, he said, your bones are so porous, I can barely tell where the bone ends and the tissue begins. And he recommended going to you. We're talking 40, 50 years ago here, too. And the last 10 years of her life were much healthier. Her bones reconstituted to almost normalcy. And she was able to live a much more normal life than she would have. If she'd ever broken anything in her porous condition, it would never have healed. It would have been so bad. So, and she was being told at the time that there was nothing that could be done for osteoporosis. So she was a living example of natural medicine. So thank you for letting me say all of that. Now, my question, I have a wonderful sister-in-law who's 55 years old. She lives in Massachusetts. And I'm calling for her. Over the last 5 or 6 years, she started having very profound nosebleeds. She'd never had this as a problem before in her earlier years. And she doesn't have any tradition or any problem of high blood pressure. A couple years ago, she did have cauterization done, which helped for a few months, but now it's back again. It's unpredictable. It can be maybe once a week or maybe twice a week, maybe only 2 or 3 times a month. But it gives her no warning. She doesn't have a drip, and then, you know, it bleeds. She has a flood of nosebleed. Do you have any recommendation?
Yes, I can't say for sure it'll work, but it sure can't hurt. About 4 centuries ago, I am not kidding, folks, a real bright doctor over in the UK found that hawthorn, specifically from hawthorn berry, could make blood vessels stronger. People were bruising too easy. Take some hawthorn, they wouldn't bruise as easy.
Okay.
Hawthorn literally strengthens up blood vessels, and you can find hawthorn in every health food store there is. And so I keep mentioning, I'm sorry, Tawny, to talk to Tawny, because she's the person we've been working with, me and the other doctors, for about 20 years, and her focus is which product is better than the other products. And she does contact the manufacturers and ask them for research and how do they make it and all that kind of good stuff. So she can probably tell you the best brand, ma'am.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's very helpful. And thank you again for all you do. You are a national treasure, certainly a local treasure, which is not properly appreciated. But then, you know, prophets are rarely appreciated in their own time and their own country. So hopefully that will change. And you certainly are helping it do that. So, you know, God bless you for all you do.
Well, thank you so much. And let me follow up a little bit on that rosacea that you mentioned kind of faded away with hydrochloric acid.
Thank you.
Folks, there were 6 studies. First one in 1920, the last one in 1931. They all found exactly the same thing. And here's what they found. Everyone with rosacea is dropping low on their stomach acid. Every one of them. And they take hydrochloric acid with meals, which they should if they're dropping low on their stomach acid if they want to be well nourished. And what do you know? Their rosacea faded. We even had a fellow flying to Tacoma Clinic from Chicago in an airplane, of course. Yeah, his face was all red. The whole face was bright red. Okay, we checked his stomach acid. It was way low. He started hydrochloric acid pepsin. We've only heard from him by telephone since then. But he sent us a picture. It was several months later. The face was no longer red.
Yeah.
So rosacea is a key sign, everybody. Please pay attention to it. As Florence did, it's real important to pay attention to. If it happens, it means your digesting starting to decline. And Florence, now this one's for you.
Okay.
Are you taking vitamin B12 shots, ma'am?
No, I'm not. I did for a period of time, but I haven't for a long time. So do
Why?
You recommend that?
Yes, because if the stomach isn't making enough acid, it also isn't making enough of the key factor that grabs onto vitamin B12 and pulls it into our body. It's literally the only vitamin has to be pulled into our body based on things our body makes. So
now,
yes,
I do take the B12 little tablets.
It ain't going to work, ma'am, because
It's
made, the intrinsic factor, which is the factor that grabs the B12, is made by the same cells that make the acid. So if they can't make the one, they can't make the other so good anymore.
Okay.
So
then I will be calling the clinic to make arrangements to
check with your doctor, skilled, knowledgeable in natural medicine, call the clinic, whatever, but you should be in at least some B12 shots. I'm not saying every day, but at least some.
Oh, okay, very good. Thank you so much. I am so grateful.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye now.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye now. You're welcome. Okay. Yes, we got Mary and Janine waiting, but we should be able to get to them after this break. I think I hear the music coming, and then Mary and then Janine.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with Medical Director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare. Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, and time for me to listen to Mary right away, because we got only 12 minutes and we got Mary and Janine to listen to. Hi, Mary, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi. Good day for a discussion of HCL. My question is that I got tested at the clinic probably about 15, maybe 16 years ago, and the result was I needed 2 protein kind of meal. Now, I'm 17 or 15 years later. Is it ever a good idea to get retested to see as I age if I need a little more? Because I'm now 66-ish.
Well, basically, ma'am, the odds of you needing a little more are fairly high. And
okay.
If you were tested and found to already have some decline, that decline continues slowly and gradually. It's not a rapid process, but it does.
Right.
So the thing to do is be cautious, and if you're using 2 per meal, okay, go to 3. And maybe do it with just 1 meal and see if it bothers your stomach any. And if
right.
it doesn't, then do it with every meal and stay there for a while. Now, here's the other thing that lets us know if we're using enough hydrochloric acid for us, never mind for the next person down the road.
Uh-huh.
And that is that hair mineral analysis. One of the reasons I like it so much, ma'am, is it will tell us right away, uh-oh, this person doesn't have enough stomach acid because of the essential minerals that are checked. The large majority of them are below median. And median just means half, you know, half or higher and half or lower. Mm-hmm. And if the large majority of your essential amino acids are low, then you do need more hydrochloric acid. But on the other side of things, if some of them are a little higher than average and some of them are a little lower than average, then you don't need as much hydrochloric acid right now as if they're out of the 20 of them, 17 of them are below median, and only 2 or 3 are at median or above. And you can get some good guidance from that from your doc, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. And the nice thing about it, no blood test required. Just clip off some hair from wherever we got hair. Send it off to the laboratory. About 10 days, 2 weeks, you got your results.
Okay. Now, I have another question. Speaking of that, when I drink coffee, and I only have, like, maybe a cup a day, I have to go have a bowel movement within a pretty short amount of time. And it seems like people can, like, drink all the coffee in the world and they don't get affected very much. So that was my follow-up question is, and if it loosens my bowel somewhat, is that not good? Could I be, you know, moving things through too fast?
Yes, you could be, ma'am. Have you tried decaf coffee? I mean organic decaf. I don't mean regularly decaffeinated, because sometimes the body's just developed a sensitivity to the caffeine.
Okay. I'll try that. I only have one cup, so I sometimes don't. I get cold brew and ones like that are organic, and I don't pay a lot of attention whether, you know, because I only have one cup and I have high energy to begin with. So, okay, I'll pay attention to that and follow up on the testing.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much.
And by the way, that hair mineral analysis can be self-ordered. That does not require a permission slip. So if you want to do it, just call Meridian Valley Lab. They'll do it for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, Gary, looks like we made it to you, and hopefully I can listen fast enough to give you an answer.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Wright. I'll try to talk 150 miles an hour here. Just,
there you go.
I have two things, actually. First one is B12. When I was in my 20s, I was real sick with a cold and stuff. Went to the doctor. He gave me a shot of B12. Actually, it reduced my heartbeat so badly, I guess he had to give me a shot of adrenaline, then sent me to the hospital to speed up my heart. Don't know what that was about. Kind of been afraid of it ever since. The only other comment I'll let you talk on is Curaderm, which I use all the time. Decided to use it on a big brown spot, age spot on my hand. And after a few weeks, it is gone. It's been there years. So you can
stand
on that if you...
Yeah, well, thank you for telling me, sir, because ordinarily I don't hear about people using Curaderm on brown spots, but I must say I'm not surprised, because that brown spot, I am not kidding you now, is caused by a lack of niacinamide energizing the skin cells. So basically you have de-energized skin cells there, and yes, it's a pathway to cancer, sir. It doesn't necessarily end up in it, but it sure can end up in it a lot easier when the skin cells are de-energized. Now, for everybody listening out there, you don't need Curaderm to get rid of brown spots. Niacinamide in a topical was actually thought about by a patent medicine company, but they couldn't get a patent on it, so they didn't do it. But you can get it from compounding pharmacies, and you rub it in,
Can I just take it out of the pill and kind of mix it with some MSM or something and topically put it on?
Well, I'd suggest another route, sir, because I've seen that work, too, and that's just swallowing niacinamide, because people who get brown spots...
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. I just started.
Yeah, okay. People get brown spots without getting whacked or anything. Their bodies aren't making enough niacinamide internally, and which many people can and many people cannot, and one has to find out which group it one is in, and the brown spots tell you. So anyway, I usually go with Dr. Kaufman, who told us what it took to get rid of osteoarthritis, which was... He was having people use 1 gram 3 times a day. That's no longer necessary because there's a time release vitamin B12 and the 750 milligram size. Two of them are 1,500, so you take 2 in the morning with breakfast, 2 at night, and you got 3,000. Why do I like 3,000 so much? Because it rarely, if ever, causes any adverse effects, and it definitely protects against osteoarthritis. And I'm not kidding you. I'll go into details some other show when there's more time. It protects against cognitive decline, too.
What do you think about the B12 incident I had?
Well, Every once in a while, a person turns out to be hypersensitive to something natural. It's unusual, but I'll be real quick with the quickest example I know about. Kids with ADHD, attention deficit disorder, oh my goodness, we desensitize them to their own brain neurotransmitters, and the ADHD goes away. I learned that from a doctor in South Carolina. It's worked every time since. So anyway, you may be hypersensitive to it. Thing to do is check with Dr. Skiller, knowledgeable natural medicine. Find out if you're hypersensitive to B12. And if you are, you can get desensitized. That's the point. Desensitization is perfectly possible.
Great, great. Thank you very much, sir. You were very informative. I'm on this niacinamide now, just starting on it.
Okay, it'll probably do the rest of your body some good, too. So I'm glad you're trying it out. And keep in mind Dr. Kaufman's warning. A rare person, if they take a total of 3,000 a day, will get low-grade nausea. It's rare. I've run into it twice in the last 30 years. And as Dr. Kaufman said, they just backed off a little bit, and the nausea went away. And that's that.
Yes, I'm suffering with a little bit of osteoarthritis, too, I found out. So that.
Oh, yes. And your body can't make niacinamide internally, then. Those who have osteoarthritis, they have that problem.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Wonderful. And I'm glad you got onto this and you're being proactive about taking care of your health. Yay.
I am. Thank you.
Okay. All right, everybody. We got 3 or 4 minutes here before the end of the program. So I'll carry on about something or another. Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake. Janine. Hi, Janine. My mistake, Janine. I almost left you out. My fault.
Oh, hi, Dr. Wright.
Go for it, ma'am. We got just 2 or 3 minutes now.
Okay. My daughter is 4 months pregnant, and she did a blood test that showed she was very low in vitamin D.
Oh, boy. I'll let that go.
Mm-hmm. No, and her OB doctor told her that they don't recommend for pregnant women to take vitamin D. And I totally disagree with that. What are your thoughts?
As somebody said one time, that sheer bologna, that was my Italian grandma who says bologna instead of bologna. Anyway, you must have vitamin D, pregnant or not. Remember, we all know this, I think. The first specimens of humans are found in tropical areas, and the tropical levels of vitamin D are much higher than they are up here. And there are so many things that can go wrong if that fetus is born and doesn't have enough vitamin D in its system that it isn't funny. So she should be using enough vitamin D, and if somebody's nervous about it, then go with a relatively low dose and go get your blood test checked and make sure you're not higher than the tropical level. The tropical level, by the way, is 6,200 units. I bet if she got checked now, she'd be at 10, 15, something like that. Mm-hmm. And up here where we don't get any sunshine, it is perfectly safe to take 3,000 or 4,000 units of vitamin D, and then go get a blood test and make sure it's not too much. And guess what? It hardly ever is.
Okay, great. All right, thank you so much, Doctor.
You're welcome, ma'am, and I'm glad you're watching out for your grandkids' health already. Nice going.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye now. And by the way, folks, if you start in with, let's say, a 3,000 or 4,000 unit vitamin D dose, you want to give it no more than 60 days and no less than 30, and check your blood level. And if you're an adult and you live in the Northwest with all this sunshine, oops, what sunshine, your odds of having higher than the tropical optimal are exceptionally small. But do get it checked. Make sure. Okay, well, I'll shut up about that, and we're coming up to some musical time. So let me just remind you about something I keep boring you with, and that's the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org. If we all band together on some of their causes, namely, right now FDA is trying to get rid of dietary supplements. I'm not kidding. Go to ANH-USA.org. They're the only ones who publicize that. But they also say, click over here and you can send a letter to your congresspeople and tell them not to allow FDA to do that. And that sort of campaign has worked before. Okay, you can tell. It's time for me to shut up, and I'll be back with you next week. Bye now.